This is Monday, August 29, 2016. Sunrise at 6.05 a.m., sunset at 7.22 p.m. Taylor Rapalje writes in the Salem News that less than a week after vandals blew up one of its publication's newspaper boxes in Salem, the Rainbow Times has reclaimed the space with a new display box and a message, "We will not be silenced." Publisher Grizel M. Ocasio and editor-in-chief Nicole Lamsham were among the speakers at the new display box's unveiling Sunday in an event called Reclaiming Salem, Mass. At the corner of Washington and Essex Streets. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, Salem Police Chief Mary Butler, and other city officials and LGBT advocates filled the intersection, offering words of support alongside silent declarations of love in the form of rainbow flags and signs. Seven people dressed in black were caught on surveillance video last Tuesday at 1:19 a.m. surrounding the newspaper box, putting an explosive in the box and running off as sparks, smoke, and flames lit up the intersection. The next morning, copies of the newspaper flew around the plaza with their edges charred. Salem police have designated the incident as a hate crime, according to Taylor Rapalje. The Rainbow Times has been printed for about a decade and with 75,000 readers all over the region, is New England's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender newspaper. Bill Newell reports that Peabody is still hoping to have a new Registry of Motor Vehicles office.
With the closing of the Danvers branch earlier this summer and the rejection of bids by the state for a location in Peabody or Beverly, the future of the new Registry of Motor Vehicles site on the North Shore remains in limbo. As Adam Swift writes in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, city officials are not giving up their fight to bring a convenient RMV service to local residents in Peabody. State Representative Thomas Walsh, a Democrat of Peabody, has been among the most vocal about the need for an RMV branch either in Peabody or close by. The state shuttered the Danvers location at the Liberty Tree Mall due to the extensive work needed to upgrade heating, cooling, and ventilation systems. The state did reject two bids, one at the Bonkers Plaza on Lowell Street in Peabody and one in Beverly, because the bids did not meet state specifications. State officials said that they will likely rebid the request for sites after making some tweaks to the specifications. At last week's Peabody City Council meeting, Ward 5 Councilor Joel Saslaw said Centennial Park, one of Peabody's industrial parks, would make sense as a centralized RMV site on the North Shore. Quote, "I feel like Centennial Park would be a no-brainer," said Saslaw. "I think an RMV location is vital to the North Shore." Since the Danvers branch closed, the RMV has expanded hours at its Revere and Wilmington branches and is encouraging customers to go online. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Gayla Cowley writes on itemlive.com that in Lynn, two men were shot early Saturday morning on Essex Street. Officers responded to a report of a person shot in the leg at 465 Essex Street at about 12:20 a.m. Upon arrival, police noticed several people fleeing from the scene and found a 20-year-old Lynn man with a single gunshot wound to his upper right thigh. He was later taken to Massachusetts General Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, according to Lynn Police Lieutenant Glenn Dunnigan. Gayla Cowley continues that investigators found out a second victim, an 18-year-old Lynn man shot in the foot, had been driven to Salem Hospital. The man told police there had been a fight between about 10 people at a party where bottles were thrown. The man was shot at some point during the fight, Dunnigan said. And according to Gayla Cowley, that victim, who was also treated for non-life-threatening injuries, provided a description of the suspect vehicle, an older white sports utility vehicle, possibly a Ford Escape that went up toward Essex Street, toward Chestnut Street. He was unable to provide a description of the suspect. Police also reported a Saturday gunshot on Euclid Avenue. At 12:04 a.m. Saturday, officers responded to a report of a shot fired into the home at 327 Euclid Avenue. A 29-year-old man who lives at that address in Lynn told police that he was outside on the front porch smoking a cigarette when he noticed a black car traveling past his house toward Maple Street. The man told police he heard a gunshot, saw a flash from the rear window of the car. He ran into the house and heard yelling upstairs where his girlfriend and two children were sleeping. Police found a bullet hole through the second-floor bedroom window that struck the ceiling near the fan. A spent round was visible on the bedroom floor, which was recovered and submitted to evidence, according to Dunnigan. Jill Harmachinsky writes that in September 1996, when Frank Cousins became Essex County Sheriff, he said he was not a sworn law enforcement officer. But he is quoted as saying, "I do have the ability to lead and direct people." With Cousins not running for re-election, Essex County voters this fall will be electing a new sheriff for the first time in 20 years. 13 people want the job, and a primary is scheduled for September 8. The Essex County Sheriff's job is a six-term that pays $151,709 annually and requires oversight of 1,850 inmates, 620 employees, and a budget that's currently $66.5 million and is expected to go over $70 million next year. And in Gloucester, Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken and Chief Eric Smith announced that the Gloucester Fire Department will host an observance ceremony next month to honor the lives of those lost in the attacks on September 11. It'll take place at the Gloucester Fire Station, 8 School Street. Residents should note that there will be no parking available near the fire station at that time. That will be on Sunday, September 11 at 9:45 a.m. The Gloucester Fire Department, Gloucester Police Department, Gloucester Office of Veterans Services, and the United States Coast Guard will all take part in the ceremony. Officials and members of the public will take part in the Gloucester Fire Department's annual September 11 observance ceremony to honor all the lives that were lost on September 11 and as a result of the war on terrorism since that day, and the event is free and open to the public. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.